It's Tuesday, the 12th of January. This is the anniversary of my wife's mother passing away. That's when you know time's flying in. 10 years. I can remember I wouldn't say the whole event. I remember most of the event. I say event because there were certain climatic conditions came into play that day. Anyway, that's another story. So 10 years ago, and she lost her dad, her father. I think it was 39 years ago. Can that be right? 40 years ago would be 20. No, maybe not 39 years ago. I can't remember. 30 years ago. So, just having some memory this morning. It's pissing down the rain again. rain. At least this morning, it's straight down rain. There's no wind behind it, not yet anyway, so it's very pleasant, although it is cold rain this morning. But at least if it's straight down, it's, well, literally, not in your face unless you look up. Still, not so much difference in the mornings with the light, but then again, as I said, it's so overcast, it's just so... that's what's in your face. The overcastity. I have a primrose in front of me that's just about to open its first flower. It's the wee one that is usually first, because of its position in the garden. It's a lone, a lonely wee primrose, if you like. There isn't another one near it. And it's a poached egg one I caught, you know, the beautiful white outer petals and then the yellow centre poached egg. Hard to be beasts. So it's a flower coming up already. But then again, I've got bulbs shooting up through the earth all over the place. And we're still only the 12th of January. Morning, Mr. Blackbird. You better grab it quick because here she comes. Yep, and he's off. Grabbed a chunk in his beak and shot off just as she hopped out. It's kind of strange that actually, your behaviour, because there's a wee dunnock on the ground and it's pecking away at the tiny bits of food, and she doesn't bother that, and she doesn't bother the robin, she doesn't bother any other birds, I mean apart from the bigger birds of course, but why is she so sere with him? No idea. Female blackbird psychology. So I slept pretty well last night again. I did that up twice. But then again, not so bad. Decent sleep in between. No problems with the ear. just tired, very tired at 7 o'clock. These dark mornings are a killer, a real killer. Your alarm clock says, get out of bed. And your body says, ignore it, ignore it. It's far too dark. Don't get out of bed until there's daylight through the window. Yeah. Of course, if I went, or we went with our body demands, we wouldn't get out of bed this side of 9 o'clock. Oh, very pleasant this morning. Soothing, calming rain. Love the way it bounces off rubbish bins and buckets, upturned buckets and the leaves. And my tea. The way it goes flip plop, though you can't really hear it, but you can see it. Tiny, tiny micro flip plops. You see there. Within a second, I had a slight mid-swing. It's a thing. Can't fathom it out. You're okay 1 second, and then a second later, you feel down, a little bit down. And you can't fathom. You can't fathom it. Why? If you're standing here or wherever and you're in fairly good fettle, your mind's in an okay mood, and then within a second, boom, something triggers that emotion of feeling down. I wish it were the other way. I wish that in a second moods would be elevated. You know, wow, there was a mid swing and I feel so damn good, you know. I feel great. I'm up there. Yes. Why doesn't it go that way? Let's always go the freaking other way. Yeah. That's how he made me think of that ELO song, Don't Get Me Down. Don't Get Me Down, Roos. What the hell was the Roos bit all about? If you don't know the song, it doesn't matter, but I know one person, at least one person knows what that Roos is all about. Tea's cold. And I don't like to linger any longer. Well, actually I do want to linger a bit longer, but yeah. It's a double coffee morning, I think, this morning. I'm going to make myself another espresso.